This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Top of the second hour, I want to get to some clips, and we'll mush them together, and I apologize in advance, but it's the way we got to do it, unfortunately. Break them over segments, we'll do what we got to do. So this health issue, I mean, can we just be honest? Can we just say that vaccines are a bioweapon, part of a eugenics plan, a mass campaign to, you know, of eliminationism? Essentially, it's eugenics. How many voluminous works do we need to review? Should we go dig through Edwin Black's work, starting with War Against the Weak, for example? You know, there's so much of this that is sort of all sort of intertwined. I realized recently that several more of my the playlists on Road Warrior Radio, the YouTube channel, have been memory holed. Apparently, I didn't really want those. So YouTube and Google are helping me. Isn't that nice? Getting rid of those so I'm not distracted. I think one of them was CBS News. And Israel was another one. Why would I want to know, you know, things that people have said? That's foolish of me, I know. Why would I want to have that information at my fingertips? Anyway, one of the things I noticed that had been memory-holed was several instances, several clips of Dr. Ben Carson's appearance on Your World with Neil Cavuto on the 2016 presidential campaign trail back in August of 2015. Remember the stuff that he said? He was talking about some crazy stuff, you know, and it's so interesting that YouTube wants to have a transcript of everything. And this is a Fox News segment, but there's no transcript of it. Funny that, you know, Fox actually posted the segment originally on YouTube, but there's no transcript. I wonder why. That's interesting. But it's just astonishing, you know? Here is a surgeon. I mean, this is one of the, to me, you know, the moments you got to grab onto, and bad guys seem to know it because the clips disappear. I'm surprised this one hasn't been, the actual original Fox News clip hasn't disappeared yet. Dr. Ben Carson on Black Lives Matter, Planned Parenthood is the title of the segment. But, you know, I'm surprised YouTube hasn't given Fox News a copyright strike or, you know, some kind of terms violation. You're talking about, you know, you have Black Lives Matter and Planned Parenthood both together in the same title. How dare you, Fox News? And I just, you know, Ben Carson, how dare you talk about Margaret Sanger like that? It's just unbelievable. But the information is there, and you have a presidential candidate saying what he's saying. And, I mean, do people care? Anyway, remember when Ben Carson said this? If you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
The whole Planned Parenthood thing, right, in the videos, Doctor, and I know many of your colleagues have said, shut it down, shut the whole thing down, defund it, close it. I think Donald Trump drew a line there saying the abortion stuff by all means shut down, but he said, paraphrasing your doctor, does a lot of good for a lot of women, a lot of families, etc. Do you draw the line? Do you think there's some things that Planned Parenthood does good and should remain viable?
Well, certainly women's health issues are important. There are a lot of women's health clinics that don't engage in abortion, by the way.
Right.
So that by no means is it a do or die situation. But no, I believe that abortion and paying for abortion with federal funding, when so many people are against it, is just not the right thing to do.
All right, but for Planned Parenthood itself, because Planned Parenthood says none of the tax dollars go to fund abortion on these tapes, you wonder how many make money off of it. There's no way of knowing it right now. What we do know is it's a controversial group, but Democrats have seized on Republicans' concerns about Planned Parenthood as being a war on women, that you're out to get women.
Well, you know, maybe I'm not objective when it comes to Planned Parenthood, but you know, I know who Margaret Sanger is, and I know that she believed in eugenics and that she was not particularly enamored with black people. And one of the reasons that you find most of their clinics in black neighborhoods is so that you can find a way to control that population. And I think people should go back and read about Margaret Sanger, who founded this place, a woman who Hillary Clinton, by the way, says that she admires. Look and see what many people in Nazi Germany thought about her.
That she was for targeting certain races.
Right? A great person, yes.
As you continue in with future debates, Dr.
You know, there's also the remarks about the Second Amendment. You know, it's interesting that, you know, governments always want to try to disarm people that they want to attack. Ben Carson had some other interesting remarks in that interview. But, I mean, to me, it's one of those, he's an unimpeachable witness making that statement. And so you want to go talk to people, you know, black people especially, black women especially, who've been conscripted to the devil's errand of proliferating the lies about Planned Parenthood, for example. Nothing that Planned Parenthood does has anything remotely to do with anyone's health, women's health, anyone's health. It's a eugenics operation, always has been, always will be, should go away. We're concerned about women's health. The best thing we could do in this case, in this context, is get rid of Planned Parenthood, quite frankly. There are numerous articles and, you know, people speaking out about how awful Planned Parenthood actually treats people. That's a whole different discussion. But, you know, speaking of Margaret Sanger, you know, and Ben Carson saying this, and it wasn't the first time that he said it, wasn't an isolated instance, and, you know, he's absolutely right. And again, you know, Edwin Black has done some fantastic research along these lines. If we just got that information in the hands of people, we could all agree that we all basically have a target on our back. All of us. That there are certain folks who espouse these views, and there are, in many cases, powerful, influential folks who end up pushing groups like this. I mean, how insidious, how diabolical that Planned Parenthood has any sort of federal funding, that has any funding, period. It's evidence of a sick society. Speaking of crazy things you'll find over at the NCBI, the National Center for Biotechnology Information, you know, technocrats, technocracy meets the National Institutes of Health, if there's a separation, if that's not redundant. Here's one of the crazy things I've found along the way. Sterilized in the name of public health, race, immigration, and reproductive control in modern California. Yay, isn't that great? That's by Alexandra Minna Stern back in 2005. Still up, which I think is surprising, but this is kind of what I mean. There's this kind of stuff over at the NCBI. You can find lots of these things. It's like, you know, crazy. things, for example, like Dr. Stephanie Seneff would write. So the abstract from this, in exploring the history of involuntary sterilization, which I think is a very disingenuous way to put that, forced sterilization is what it is. It's not involuntary, it's forced. Involuntary is a very delicate, you know, sort of way to put that. Very disingenuous, I would say. In exploring the history of involuntary sterilization in California, I connected the, you know, and by the way, let me just stop. I was thinking about it recently, especially over this weekend. This broadcast is not supposed to, I've said it before, but it's not supposed to be, you know, shock radio or anything like that. It's not supposed to be fear porn or something to stave off boredom for the, you know, so psychologically deranged, socially bored types. But, and it's not, you know, it's to give voice to reality. If nothing else, you know, and the reality is, in America today, we have this schizophrenic condition where we're, you know, it's usually referred to as the cognitive dissonance of entertaining competing thoughts, but it's really schizophrenia. And we're told one thing, you know, in so many cases we're fed two competing thoughts. You know, for example, I mean, saw the story this morning, speaking of this health stuff, a couple of stories. There's this one, people living with ALS share their data in extraordinary effort to end the devastating disease. But that's disingenuous. Again, you put the two videos together that Aaron and Melissa Dykes recently published, and you understand why, you know, 23andMe, for example, and Google and everybody are interested, why bad guys are interested in your biological information. And if we can just get enough data, if we can get millions more, that's how machine learning learns, so to speak, is more data. And that's, you know, again, that 60 Minutes piece that Scott Pelley did last week. You know, China's advantage is that they have a billion people versus, you know, they have three times as many people as we have, so they have more data and the machine learning can learn faster, you know, all of that nonsense. Anyway, so this Microsoft News story, people living with ALS share their data in extraordinary effort to end the devastating disease. We hear that, and these folks are wearing shirts, you know, I am the key to answer ALS. What does that even mean? To answer ALS? Does that sound duplicitous and ambiguous and obscure to you? It sure does to me. And of course you have, you know, the old key and lock there, and what's the gear down below? Is that esoteric? Is there, you know, is he part of some fraternal order? Probably. And you start looking into this stuff, we hear these kinds of things. And at the same time, if you listen closely, you'll hear women associated with the, you know, the pink ribbon movement say, they talk about a thing called pink washing. Where the same companies that are pushing this, saying they're donating millions of dollars to the cause, are prostituting products to the same crowd that actually cause cancer. That's a fact. It's an established fact. And you listen to women who go through the same mill, the same combine, over and over and over, it happens, you know. First she's diagnosed, oh my goodness, where can I find support and help? And of course, they gravitate this direction. Well, of course they would. These are women who understand. These are people who understand my situation. You know, there's relatability. There's comfort in that, solace in that. And next thing you know, they come full circle and they realize, just like every woman before them, you know what, this is kind of a disingenuous effort. The companies that are saying we're here to help are actually pushing these products that are, as I find out, causing cancer. So, you know, you see stories like this and you look into it more. Again, you know, James Corbett, polio vaccines cause polio. Polio vaccine causes polio. And, you know, recurring theme over and over. Do some, you know, research. I was asked about two shots in particular, or the two shots came up in particular over the weekend, MMR and DTaP. And so I suggested, you know what, if you haven't already, which everyone should, but no one will because of the sort of mind trap. You get trapped somewhere far away. Oh, no, that would never happen. Again, cognitive dissonance, schizophrenia. Go search MMR vaccine lawsuit, DTaP vaccine lawsuit, flu vaccine lawsuit. Again, you'll come across articles like I mentioned where you see, what was it, the Nature Society article? And, you know, speaking of cures, Royal Rife is, you know, mentioned the, so there was the Natural News story, Royal Rife cancer cure genius silenced by medical mafia. That's a story that Melissa Dykes mentioned in the video they did. Obviously that comes up, but yeah, Natural Society. So brain-damaged victims of swine flu vaccine win $63 million lawsuit. And yeah, that was a 2015 story. And again, the subhead, GSK has paid out $9.1 billion since 2003. Swine flu vaccine. If we got our heads screwed on straight, like I say about the FBI, Trevor Aronson said it best, after years of research, I've come to the conclusion the FBI is better at creating terrorists than they are at catching them. And that's a fact-based, truthful, honest statement. But you know what? It's a post-truth world, and who cares? Because we've been groomed on the dialectic and the absence of truth, and in its place, the post-truth, convincing, persuasive argument. So who cares? The facts are out there. Even Snopes says, you know, in the Snopes entry, did a Mexican researcher eliminate HPV in hundreds of women using photodynamic therapy? Rating? True. You would think, Snopes says it's true, you'd think people would be, there would be stories, people would be driving this through the roof. It would be going viral. Though it received comparatively little coverage in U.S. media outlets, a Mexican scientist's medical breakthrough in February 2019 was legitimate. Well, Snopes says it's legitimate, so it must be. For example, as the National Cancer Institute reported, approximately 24 to 72 hours after injection, when most of the agent has left normal cells but remains in cancer cells, the tumor is exposed to light. The photosensitizer in the tumor absorbs the light and produces an active form of oxygen that destroys nearby cancer cells. Photosensitizer can damage blood cells in the tumor, thereby preventing the cancer from receiving necessary nutrients. The therapy also may activate the immune system to attack the tumor cells. So, Snopes says it's true, and it's going viral, right? No? Not a single CNN story? Not a single MSNBC, ABC, CBS News, not a single 60-minute segment. What's going on here? What is going on here? Stick around. I'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. There's so much crazy stuff. You know, there was the article, you know, speaking of all this health stuff, and Dr. Stephanie Seneff. I mean, I have been talking about her for years, and if you go to her page over at MIT, her homepage or whatever you call it, it's people.csail.mit.edu/Seneff. It has grown significantly just over the last, I guess it's been a few years now, 6 or 7 years in particular. And as I recall, she started her investigation. She had a friend who said, hey, you know, I'm hearing this stuff about vaccine, autism link. You know, I'm not sure. I don't know who to trust, what to believe. Could you look into this for me a little bit? And she said originally I really wasn't aware of the discussion. She started digging in. And again, as I've mentioned many times, she is what I would call singularly qualified, not just uniquely, but singularly with her biological, medical sort of background and also a computer science and artificial intelligence background. You know, she's the senior research scientist at MIT Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory. So uniquely qualified, perhaps singularly. And she starts digging in and lo and behold, there's a connection. She starts writing papers. And next thing you know, she got all of these PowerPoints and PDFs on her website, all of these interviews that she's done. Again, where is her 60 Minutes segment? Where is the mainstream media on this? She's done so much of her work has been translated. You go to her page and scroll down to the bottom, Bengali, Bosnian, Czech, Estonian, French, Finnish, Georgian, Hindi, Italian, Macedonian, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of these translations. Why do you suppose that is? And so she's, you know, from vaccines, she dug into glyphosate, you know, glyphosate-based Roundup and those connections, and now it's been banned in more than 24 countries, right? There is a, what is that? There's a lawsuit page. We're going to go to the phones here in a second. But, you know, she's done, I would say, the landmark research on the vaccine and glyphosate connection, saying essentially that glyphosate is in everything. It's spread on everything from sugar cane to wheat to corn to lawns. It's been banned in more than 24 countries around the world. And yet you can still buy it at Home Depot or Lowe's here in America. In spite of the fact that you'll see if you watch late night, you watch late night television, you'll see the commercials, the class action lawsuit. Have you or a loved one, suffered from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or blah, blah, blah? Contact Ambulance Chasers and Associates. And again, you know, this is a subject of ongoing. I think at last count, it was like 90, is more than 9,000 lawsuits. 9,000 lawsuits. 9,000. Again, if you or I started a business where we were killing people with the products we were making, we would be in prison. And rightfully so. But when you have folks who, you know, going back in history, like the unholy alliance between Standard Oil and IG Farben, fancy themselves the Council of the Gods, which they literally did, you invariably run into these sorts of issues. You know, and I started thinking about it. I mean, I've thought about lots of stuff lately along these lines. The technology, I have several tabs open, you know, dozens of tabs usually when I do these broadcasts for whatever it's worth. If there's a value to it, you know, I keep wanting to publish it in intelligent ways, and I've looked at a variety of things recently. Node Package Manager, there's a site, npmtrends.com. And you look at things like Gatsby versus Hex, Hexo versus Hugo versus Jekyll versus Pelican versus ViewPress. And you can see the trends. Gatsby, as a static site manager tool, so to speak, is wildly more popular by orders of magnitude than pretty much anything else. And rightfully so. I mean, if you look at sites that are built with Gatsby, they're lightning fast because of the way that the technology works. It's sort of anticipating what you might click on next. You can, you know, for what it's worth. Anyway, so I think about this stuff, and, you know, well, I'll finish that thought and we'll go to the phone so we come back. Stick around, I'll be right back.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A plus. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You got Stephanie Seneff doing her fantastic research, which should be combined with other stuff and should go out far and wide. You know, I've talked about that before. And, you know, again, I mean, vaccines and glyphosate, she says, based on that and you know, generalizing, paraphrasing at the risk of, you know, oversimplification, the combination of vaccines and glyphosate has us on a collision course with unprecedented autism rates. That she says by 2032, 80% of boys, 50% of all children born, will be somewhere on the spectrum. Now, what if you get her on the track of 5G and the technology, all of the wave radiation, MK Delta kind of stuff, MK Ultra kind of stuff? you know, which is what I think of when I see articles like, this is why you shouldn't microwave grapes. You know what? If grapes are sparking when you put them next to each other in the microwave, maybe we shouldn't be using a microwave. I'm just saying, maybe that's not a good idea. If you see electric sparks between grapes and a microwave, maybe we should get rid of the microwave. Oh, we shouldn't put grapes in there. You know, I mean, look at what's going on in this society. So what if we get her on that trail too? You know, because she's talked about how diabetes, you know, glyphosate and vaccines, glyphosate in particular, sort of combine to do all kinds of bad things. Again, so, you know, the where glyphosate is banned, if bombheadlandlaw.com, they have, you know, if, I'm sure if you search where is glyphosate banned, it'll probably come up, but they have a big write-up on it that was updated this month. A number of cities, counties, states, and countries throughout the world have taken steps to either restrict or ban glyphosate, the active ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup weed killer. Why? Because it disrupts the shikimate pathway, as Stephanie Seneff and others have noted, her most particularly. You know, they told us for decades, oh no, it's perfectly fine. It attacks bacteria and your body is made up of cells. Problem is, your gut is made up of bacteria, you know, and you have good and bad bacteria. And it turns out glyphosate's really good at destroying your good bacteria, your good gut bacteria, but allow it creates a petri dish for bad bacteria and it reverses your system. And Dr. Daniel Nitas, I think, is the one who gave the courageous talk about vaccines, what was it, a year or two ago? And, you know, he was talking about how there are three things you need for health. One is that your body needs to detoxify. If your body can't detox, then you have a problem. So we're being loaded with toxins, while glyphosate that's sprayed on everything and then everywhere, and when it goes into the soil, if you're not eating food that is loaded with glyphosate, because remember, it's used as a crop desiccant on Roundup Ready crops in particular and others too, to create a more uniform harvest, a drying agent. So it's oversprayed on lots of things. What doesn't go in the food type things that you consume will end up in the soil, will end up in the water system, will end up, you know, getting absorbed and sucked up into the clouds, and you'll get rained on with it if you don't want to consume it. Or, you know, maybe it'll end up in the fish pellets at the fish hatchery and in the fish that you catch that are frankenfish, you know. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's everywhere. And why is this happening when, again, you know, as Baumhedlund, Ariste, Goldman, law firm notes, and they note the recent suit, jury awards groundskeeper $289.2 million in landmark Monsanto Roundup verdict, $300 million. And they list all of the 2+ dozen countries. And they have a commercial. Baumhedlund did a commercial with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking about this stuff. And yet you can buy it at Home Depot and Lowe's and your local, you know, home improvement store. I mean, is there a problem here? So my thought was, you know, you get all this cool technology. Like I said, and I've talked about some of it, Gatsby is pretty cool. It's a fun experience when things, you know, it anticipates intelligently, so to speak. In other words, it's not burdening, it's not a resource burden, but it's an anticipating where you might go next based on like links that you hover over. So when you click on a link to go to another internal site page, a page on that site, it loads fast because it's already preloaded essentially. And there are other things that go into that, but that's fun. And then you incorporate different data schemes. You know, Gatsby is good at using GraphQL and some other tools. We could do some powerful things. I've mentioned the cool things that are being built with tools like Electron.js. You can go and see the 700 plus apps, including Skype and Discord and Slack and these kinds of things that are built with Electron.js. There are a lot of cool tools, but what I was going to say with all of that is with all of this information and all of these cool tools that are open source, you have millions of dollars worth of software, essentially, in terms of man hours that have been put in to create this stuff. And we could put all of this together. And, you know, if you try to say, hey, people, let's create a sort of YouTube alternative, let's crowdfund it or something, whatever bad guy word we want to use to associate with it. People, maybe I'm cynical, again, probably, but, you know, people would be unconcerned. There should be a huge push to do that. And, you know, you probably couldn't get a million people to donate $5 a month to it or something like that or whatever, you know. Something to do something good with all of this instead of a giant cybernetic feedback loop. Maybe we help people think for themselves and, you know, do something good, wire stuff together for good. And as a final side note before we go to the phones, I saw the story, that was actually today, technology, it's the MIT Technology Review, ironically. You know how I've been saying for, well, pretty much ever, the blockchain is not secure? It never has been. It never will be. Larry Ellison said it best back in 2015. You know, you think hacking data is bad, wait till you can change it. Oh, we have a chip that'll fix that. Never mind the fact that there are undoubtedly back doors that are below the operating system level, even BIOS, that the key maker will maintain. You don't need to worry about that. You know, never mind that. You know, when you look at the Spark chip, for example. So the MIT Technology Review article titled, "Once Hailed as Unhackable, Blockchains Are Now Getting Hacked. More and more security holes are appearing in cryptocurrency and smart contract platforms, and some are fundamental to the way they were built." Ta-da! You know, I mean, all you got to do is understand how the technology works, and it's not a mystery. It's not, it's just, again, like the article points out, fundamental to the way the technology is built. So keep that in mind the next time someone says, crypto, it's decentralized, it's the way of the future. Sure, if you want to be fleeced some more, I guess, and lead yourself right into the Revelation 13 scenario, I guess. Enough on that. To the phones, William in Montana, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, William.
Wow, you're on fire today. So many things are mentioned that we have to be concerned about, you know, even though, you know, most of our energy wants to be put to just living.
Yeah.
You know, love yeah, our so family. You know, and, everything has multiple levels at which, you know, the same thing is experienced differently by different people. And we see those that are out in the open, but we don't see those that put enormous energy in to always flying under the radar, you know, yeah. And thus we don't see just how ubiquitous and how enormously financed these people who we don't see, you know, and their influence on us. And, you know, so our lives, our love of family, our desire to ensure the health, and well-being of our children, every aspect of these normal everyday joys and trials of being human, being alive, become in the hands of these mostly unseen entities, you know, these death cults, they become tools for societal control. And tools that, you know, all the evidence shows that they become tools that are designed to eliminate us, you know, and make us sick, you know, in the process so that more money can be made, you know, not making us well, but just managing our sickness, which was intentionally created. Yeah. And, you know, that's why all these things that we've been talking about are tied together. You know, that's why music became important to control. You know, anything that gives us a means of artistic expression, a means for communication, a means for creating unity, you know, of providing for the health of our family, you know, just giving us rest from the grind. Any of these things become targeted for control. And this, you know, unfortunately, this multi-purpose powers that we use in our everyday life, you know, like music, religion, all of these things, you know, are, you know, being targeted by, you know, these militaries and their budding intelligence arms. You know, they quickly saw that, you know, a fractured personality is a more controllable personality. And a fractured society is a more controllable society. And control became their singular goal. And they've been refining it for the last hundreds of years with a systematic precision and a refinement. And as you pointed out with your long, long list, we need to catch up with this directed attack. And we need to become very familiar with the specifics of the technologies that they use for control. You know, that's why an understanding of technology is very important, because these technologies are used against us. We need to know specifically, you know, their content, their mechanisms of operation, and, you know, we need to catch up. I mean, you know, so when someone wonders, are intelligence agencies controlling fill in the blank? You know, pop music, vaccines, foreign policy, false flags, televised active shooters, new and improved chemicals to fight the nasty critters on our farms and in our bodies, weather, you know, food additives. Yeah, weather control, children's cartoons. I mean, of course they are. You
video
know,
games.
And, yeah, and you can go back and you can see, you know, how long has this been going on? Now, we could go back to the beginning of time, but, you know, sometime towards the end of the 19th century, you know, these systematic definitions of eugenics began to be codified.
Yeah.
And there were slight and maybe significant variations among, you know, nations, but, you know, like in England, this was done by the half-cousin of Darwin. You know, Sir
Francis Galton.
Galton. Yeah.
So you have
and he outlined it.
You have Origin of Species in 1859, then by the 1880s, eugenics, and then, like I said, you know, the survival of the fittest terminology and all of that explosion, like you're saying. Anyway, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this was begun. I mean, he outlined this theory as early as, like, 1860s, 1890s. And, you know, when you look into it, you know, at the beginning, you know, he was expressing the fear that as modern civilized societies began to protect, you know, like the weak, the handicapped, the underprivileged, that this was going to become increasingly at odds with what he and the times that he was in a part of believed was like natural selections where the...
Yeah.
Where the weak are eliminated, he said it would be a reversion towards mediocrity unless we took the lead and start trying to control this breeding process. He said,
which is where the or comes in, or the preservation of favored races in the struggle for life. You know,
right? And then he, in his version, it was a little more innocuous. You know, he wasn't really advocating for government control, but what he was saying is that, you know, the upper English classes needed to recognize, you know, like the necessity of being careful in their breeding to ensure offspring. So, and one interesting point with the English version of this is that it wasn't about race initially. It was about class.
Right.
You know, and managing the classes that were necessary for societal health and well-being.
Yeah. We definitely need to continue that. When we come back, stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a witch. don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control. I want the perfect body. Want a perfect soul. And I want you to know it is when I'm not around.
Welcome back. Got to unmute everything. So you mentioned William. It was about class control, and I think of the way that James Corbett put it. We played the clip before. There isn't time in this segment, but you know, the new ruling class in his Big Oil series, How and Why Big Oil Conquered the World. These folks fancied themselves the new, you know, this was eugenics basically introduced the new divine right of kings.
Yeah, it's interesting that in the 1901 when Dalton was talking about this kinder, gentler form of eugenics, you know, it wasn't based on race. It was based on making sure that the society stayed healthy by managing the proportion of classes that were needed for, you know, effective functioning. And he said, you know, that one of the things that Darwin sort of proved, this wasn't true, but it was something that was very popular, was that, you know, genius and talent was hereditary. And he also made the distinction that, you know, this wasn't a government funded. He didn't believe in government funding breeding. But what he said was, you know, it's an obvious fact that the less, you know, genetically endowed, the less talented, the less genius classes bred more. And then the more talented families. And so this was a necessary thing that had to come about, because otherwise we were going to devolve into this state of mediocrity. And so this, again, this wasn't about race initially, you know, but at the same time, if you actually look, you will see that there were military energies at the same time who were making it very much about race and the superiority, and creating an underclass that would become a readily a source of cannon fodder, you know?
Yep. Absolutely. And on that note, folks, stick around. We'll be right back with the third hour coming up right after this short break.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendo.